Society's 31 Days of Horror.
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Nez back. E-Society's 31 Days of Horror. I got some awesome podcasters here. We're going to do a lightning round of favorite horror films. I'm going to start off with Russ from the Okie Podcast. Hit it. What's your favorite?
Oh, shit.
My favorite horror movie is... Oh, God.
One of your favorites.
Hold on. I'm on a spot now. I don't know. Oh, God.
All right, we'll come
probably,
back.
Probably the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That scared the shit out of me growing up. I thought we lived near that place. You know, like, it looked like an old rundown house out in the country where we live. Or, like, where I was close to. And I was like, oh, shit, Leatherface is living there. And he's going to fucking kill everybody. So that growing up, man, that scared the shit out of me. But growing up, it's in Texas. It was a long ways away. So, and yeah, it was a long time ago when I was even born. So I would say Texas Chainsaw Massacre because I begged to see it. My mom let me watch it. So that's my fault.
All right. We got Stephen James from Steve and James, not Stephen James. From... God damn it.
The ripe potatoes.
I almost said the Okie potatoes. The ripe potatoes podcast. Steve, what's your favorite?
I have horror movies are my favorites. I'm gonna go ahead and just throw out It. I love clowns. I love the book. And the movies just, I don't know, they hit really good for me. So those ones, and then a modern one is The Strangers. That's it.
Out of the original or the new one?
So I'm okay with either one. If you put on either one, I will sit there and watch it no matter how long it is. I literally just watched the OG with Tim Curry today, all 3 hours of it. So it's one of my favorites.
I love both of them, but with the TV series one, I love the first half. Second one, it was okay. When the movies came out, the first movie, the first half, the first chapter was awesome. Second, it was all right. But I do love them.
Yeah, they hit too hard for me.
James from The Ripe Potatoes.
Dang. All right. I got right off the bat. Halloween, Thing, Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Poltergeist, Modern. I like Sinister. And you ever see Mama? Ooh. Yeah. Mama scares the shit out of me. And that's it.
All right, with those first ones you said, are those the originals or the remakes?
Oh, originals all the way. I love the original 1978 Halloween because on our podcast, I always bring up my grandma. She's like, we watch that movie all the time. And when I'd sit there and watch it with her, like, she'd be watching it like it'd be the first time she's seen it. So every jump scare, she'd, every time. And we watch it like 20 times together. So yeah, original Halloween, original Thing, everything.
Ian from Native Film Talk.
So I have two. I'll go childhood and then adult. So childhood, The Omen, 1976. That scared the shit out of me. Just I grew up super like in the church, like three nights a week my entire life. So when I saw like Damien on screen, that like just hit different. Like that just like everything about that movie, especially the way it ended, the way it began with like biblical text. That just was too much for me. And especially how he got away. I'm just like, you couldn't fucking. And I would say the most recent that I saw that like, I wish like, I see so much of like natives could do this is The Wailing. A South Korean horror film. Have you seen that? 2016. Yeah, that was like subtle and just like built suspense so beautifully. And I still see that guy's like picture in my head, like taking pictures and his nails getting longer and longer. And it just terrifies the shit out of me. So that's a great one for me.
Tyler, Skoden Cinema.
Yeah. Monster Kid. So, King Kong. I don't know if it counts as a horror movie, but I'm like a Universal Monster fan. So I would say like King Kong 1933. But then like as a kid growing up, Poltergeist 2 scared the shit out of me. Plus, Will Sampson's in that, so I got to give props to that, to the man himself.
I don't know if you can see that. Kane.
Reverend Kane is the scariest person, like, any horror film ever. But I also got to get up for The Exorcist. And then I guess modern would be, The Witch. I love that movie.
Oh, awesome film.
And, It Follows, I thought was really brilliant.
A good one.
All right. For me, everyone, you guys listen to the show. You guys know, I always go to the 1980 original OG Friday the 13th. And the reason why, I don't know if you guys know, the reason why I love that one so much. I saw that, the opening weekend, actually, when that came out in 1980, and that movie scared the hell out of me. Before all the Jasons, and he could never die. I mean, yeah, Jason was in the film, but when it was his mom. What I loved about that is that's a story that could happen. It was a mom that was just grieving from her taking out revenge to the camp counselors for not watching her son, and she just snapped and started killing them all. So that was a believable story, and it scared the hell out of me, not knowing that it was a lady that was killing everyone until the end of the film. If it's a spoiler alert, sorry if you've never seen it, but you should have seen it. It's like 50 years old or however long. But that was my favorite one that scared the hell out of me. My beginning for horror films was the original George A. Romero classic, Night of the Living Dead. That's the very first horror film I had seen. And that's where I fell in love with zombie films. Loved Dawn of the Dead and Day of the Dead. I am a fan of Land, Diary, and Survival. Survival, not so much, but I thought those were good for what he had done. But as far as something new or newer, I think the last one that really scared me was the first Conjuring, James Wan. I just thought that was amazing what he had did in that. I love those type of ghost stories. I really did love that new one he came out with, Malignant. I know a lot of people didn't like it, but I thought it was awesome. It was more of an action horror type of thing, but I thought it was really good.
It's good fun.
Yes. It just turn it on and just forget everything and laugh.
Like,
and
I was surprised they got a movie like that made, because it screams like 80s, like straight to video horror, to me at least.
Yeah, I mean, with the practical effects and what was going on. Because yeah, when you think of James Wan, you think of The Conjuring, Insidious, Annabelle, and all those type of ones that he was a part of. But this one was something different. It started off like an original ghost story, and then it just went to crazy town. And that's where I was on board.
I was like, God. Fuck yes, this is great.
It was an awesome film. But yeah, me growing up with horror movies my whole life, growing up around the corner from a movie theater and seeing pretty much everything that came out when it came out, all the Friday the 13th, all the Halloweens, all the Nightmare on Elm Street, seeing John Carpenter's The Thing in the theater, and just everything, Motel Hell and Witchboard and everything, all the Omen films, except for the first one. I didn't see that one. I was a little too little for that one, but I saw the rest of them, the drive-ins and all that. But me growing up with horror films my whole life, I love, and I'm happy that I pass it on to my kids to watch horror films. My grandsons are too young. My oldest grandson, he just got into Ghostbusters. So I guess that's kind of horror that he can handle.
Does Ernest Scared Stupid count? Because that troll still gives me nightmares.
Oh, that's every time it breaks my heart where he there's nothing in that where he loses his dog. I guess so sad because that's the only thing he has. Everyone else fucking hates him for some reason.
Yeah. R.I.P. Rimshot. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like,
Ian. I think I mentioned to you before when we first started talking, the 1979 film Prophecy. Have you ever watched that or covered that yet? Because there's a lot of Native representation.
I haven't. I want to, though. That's Christopher Walken, right? You talked about that? No.
Not that one. This is the one with Adrian from Rocky.
I think this is the second time you've corrected me on that. Prophecy.
not that one, which is... you know what? I think I've only seen the first one, but then no, this one was dealing with some tribal issues of what was going on the res, dealing with a paper mill and stuff that was happening. Of the paper mill was putting stuff in the water, and it was messing up the fish and everything. And it was I don't want to ruin it for you, but dude, definitely check that movie out. It's called
Prophecy. Watch that.
Came out in 79. Yeah, kind of. The native representation is there. There is real natives in it. My mom and dad's one of their friends was in it. He was one of the natives in the background. But when you get when you think of native, you think of Amon DeSante. he was the main. His name was John Hawks. He was one of the. I think they called him OP, the original people. I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to ruin it for you. Just take it for what it is. And I would love to hear your thoughts because I love what you do with Native Film Talk. Definitely check that one out. And if you want to get mad, if you want to get mad and cover this one now, check out I think it's called either The Darkness or Darkness. It was with Kevin Bacon. It
I was gonna say Charlie Murphy. What are we talking about here?
No. that one, that it just made me mad. If anything,
it's called The Darkness 2016.
Yeah,
3% Rotten Tomato. I'm signing up for that one.
That one's kind of close to home for us.
Oh shit! So okay,
check that one out. I think it was on Netflix. I'm not really sure, but
yeah.
You'll probably get mad like I do because I would love to hear what you think on that one. So okay. Definitely check out The Prophecy and check out The Darkness.
I got them both bookmarked.
Yeah, definitely check those out because if you're going to do horror films this month, I highly recommend you check those out.
Nez, have you ever seen The Manitou?
A long time ago, I've seen it.
You should, and, Ian.
From what I remember. Check that out.
It's like... It has some Native American stuff in there. It's crazy. It's like a body horror.
Is it an old?
Yeah. Hey,
isn't that the one with like, who's in that? Like
78?
Tony
Randall or something's in that?
Yeah, Tony Curtis.
Tony Curtis. That's right. Tony Curtis. I've seen parts of that. Yeah.
Still got to do Poltergeist too.
Yeah, that opens up on my res. Freaking in Spider Rock and Chin Lee.
Yeah, is that what they were sitting on?
Mm-hmm.
At the very top, I was still watching that. I go, how the hell did they get up there?
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I'm like, there's no way to get up there.
No, there isn't. I mean, even if you're the most skilled climber, get that and wood to have a fire. Hollywood, everyone. I mean, there's a lot of films out there dealing with natives in it. You can even do Demon Knight, the Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, film. Demon Knight. I love that.
Gary Farmer's
Deep in Show that too.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was the one I was telling you about, Ian. Just cover the first story, Chief Woodenhead.
Chief Woodenhead.
I believe it's on YouTube. Yeah, the whole movie's on there. Just type in Creep Show 2. It's the very first episode, Old Chief Woodenhead.
I have a story about Demon Knight. I was spending the night at my friend VJ's house, and we're watching Demon Knight, and of course it's like when all the demons are attacking the house, and his dad looks at me in the most serious way, and he's like, "That's going to happen tonight," and I was like, I don't know, I was like 10 or 9, and I just remember like crying, and I was so scared I went home, and then like. I woke up like at 3 or 4 in the morning. And I looked out my window because I was like thinking I was going to see those like green eyes all around my house. And I was like, nothing happened. But that's my favorite memory of Demon Knight. And I never, to this day, I probably have never seen the whole thing.
Here's another one you should check out, Ian. Write this one down. It's called Nightwing. Came out in 1979.
The Flying Graysons, Nightwing. Let's do it.
Get
1979, to, right?
Get ready to get mad and laugh. But if you haven't seen...
That's on the double, like, I guess Shout Factory put that out. It's like a double bill with Shadow of the Hawk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check out that one. Nightwing. It's dealing with some Native stuff.
Nice.
It's funny. I mean, there's a ton of stuff out there. I mean, but the ones that I shot at you, I really, mainly The Darkness. I would like to hear what you'd have to say about that. Because I was sitting in the theater like, this is what Hollywood thinks of us. So
well, all the other ones you told me were from the 70s. That was from 2016. So I'll check that one out.
Yeah, that one was I mean, nothing against Kevin Bacon. I love him, but come on, what were you doing? You're better than that. But this movie just made me like,
Bill's got to get paid.
Yeah, I mean, you do what you got to do. But yeah, what was happening in that one was bad. Yeah, The Prophecy as well. I really love that film. I think it's an amazing film. I mean, especially for the time that when it came out and what's happening. I mean, other than the horror aspect of it, the stuff dealing with tribal land, what they're trying to do, as well as clear cutting the forest. I thought that message was there as well. Even in the very, very beginning of the film, dealing with the Black community on what was going on there. It's really just a little touchy or a quick little spot on that, but you can see what's going on in that. But once they get to the res and everything and all that and all hell breaks loose, I mean, I really, really love to see what you have to say about these films. But
nice.
Everyone, thank you so much for joining this quick little episode. Be back tomorrow with something else. I don't know what, just come back tomorrow and see. But I got to give a shout out to all these gentlemen right now. Russ, Tyler, Ian, Steve, and James, Oki Podcast, Skoden Cinema, The Ripe Potatoes, Native Film Talk. Definitely give all these shows a listen. You don't have to be Native to listen to these shows. Just listen to them. I mean, because they all got some amazing stuff. And they all do. You got the laughs on every podcast. Amazing guests they always have. I'm going to kiss the Ripe Potatoes asses right now, man. Everything you guys have done so far that I've listened to, shout out to Russ. He's the one that did got me to you guys. And I loved everything you do. The two, what you guys do on your show just makes me laugh. I love the little sound bites, the fun facts with James and all that. I love all that. and everything you guys do is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. For sure.
I don't know if you guys like doing long episodes. I mean, it's cool that you do the quick ones, but 45 minutes at the
if you can. Hey, if you want longer, dude, that's all you need to say. All right. If you want longer, I'll make sure that James Nez gets over here and Nez stays gets. More sick, bro.
We'll quarantine together and just pump out episodes.
There you go.
I listen to you guys when I'm driving home or driving to work. So
all right.
I'm like, yeah, because I just listened to that last one, the Peninsula one, when I was driving home. Everyone, thank you so much for coming on the show. Ian, Tyler, and Russ have been on the show before. Well, no, this is the first time on East Society. You guys were over on MacNez. James and Steve, you guys are first-time guests to our network right now. So you're on the East Society podcast. But I definitely want to get both of you guys on the MacNez podcast, and we'll talk about everything, your whole adventure on getting into podcasting and all that. But that's another time, everyone. This month is strictly horror and all that nonsense. So, baby. Everyone else, thank you so much for listening. And like I said, come back tomorrow for more. So until then, be safe and party on.
Later.
Later.